Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome back to ABA Mom, the podcast where we discuss anything related to applied behavior analysis, parenting, and real life challenges as we face as moms. I'm your host, Allie, a mom of five who believes in the power of community, understanding, and resilience. Today's episode is deeply personal to me because I want to talk about a serious topic, the topic of addiction and how that has had an impact on many families' lives, including my own, and how ABA can play a role in growth and for those suffering with addiction. So my mom passed away due to OxyContin when I was just 15 years old. This experience shaped my life in profound ways, and it's a journey I want to share with all of you. So this episode is anyone who ever felt the weight of addiction, whether directly or indirectly. I want to create a safe space to talk about grief, loss, and I hope that this gives understanding and support. Let's start by discussing my experience with loss. Losing my mom at such a young age was a major turning point for me. So it brought a whirlwind of emotions. So confusion, anger, sadness, and ultimately a longing for understanding. So I find myself grappling why addiction has such a hold on her, even though the medication she was on was prescribed during that time. It was in 2004. Regulations are very different now, but this was a prescription that was prescribed to her by doctors. However, she was addicted to the medication that was given to her, and it definitely played an impact on her behavior and her ability to parent. And ultimately, you know, it was a huge loss for me and my family. So as I navigated my teen years and then transitioned to adulthood, I began to realize how addiction doesn't just affect the individual. It ripples through families, affecting everyone in its path. It wasn't until I became a mom myself that I truly began to process my grief and the impact that my mom's addiction to the prescription medication. Again, it doesn't always have to be prescribed medication, but it was an addiction that she had. And how it impacted my life. I didn't have a great understanding of that as a teenager until I became a mom myself at 19. So now I'm a mom of five. I often reflect on how I can break the cycle of addiction and a source of support and strength of my children. And this is where ABA comes into play. And probably a part of it is how I got into the field of ABA. My undergrad was in psychology. Then, you know, I'm very interested in how human behavior works. And then when I see the process of, you know, when I see growth when using ABA and the science behind ABA, I love to see that as well. So applied behavior analysis is not just a tool for understanding. Behavior is a way to foster positive change and growth. It can create healthier environments for children, especially for those maybe struggling with fallouts, family history, of addiction. However, I just want to mention that ABA is not a replacement for counseling. So it's not a talk therapist. So ABA often in the way that we might work with addiction would be kind of coming up with some replacement behaviors where mental health, it kind of falls under a different branch. Like some of the things that we can't see, ABA does deal with private events, but we mostly deal with like the observable behaviors, things that we can actually see. So for me, ABA has been instrumental in teaching my children about different strategies in their life that they can use. It's about understanding behaviors and reinforcing positive actions, which is so vital when dealing with the shadow of addiction. I want to share a few strategies that helped my family cope when lingering effects of addiction and evident loss. So open communication, encourage conversations about feelings, both good and bad. Letting my kids have the opportunity to express themselves is crucial. I know too, my oldest son was young. My oldest daughter was like, I can't remember. She was still really little. Four. She was four when my grandmother died, who ended up raising me after my mom passed. But it was a very hard loss for my son who was eight at that time. So I really encouraged him at that time to kind of open up about how he's feeling, creating an environment, like a safe space to be able to talk about what their concerns are. And then also just trying to model healthy behaviors. Do I always have that exactly, especially with grief and loss and stress and all those things that come with parenting? No, I am not the perfect parent, but I do know that I need to model those healthy behaviors, which I strive to do, whether it's through finding like creative outlets. Also, like when my children are reaching a level of, you know, let's just say like a tantrum behavior, like they're starting to get upset in ways, you know, yelling, things like that, raising their voice. I want to come to a level to where I can show them that this is like a still a safe space for them. And it's also modeling the behavior and kind of working through those emotions, how to regulate emotions and how to model the behavior that we want to see, not the behavior we are seeing. So that's something that I definitely strive for and something that I strive to, when I work with parents, to work towards as well, because we want to be able to model that behavior, the behavior that we want to see. Do I think that we're all perfect at that? No. I will tell you as a parent, no, I don't always have that correct, but that is definitely what I strive for, is to model some of those healthy behaviors. Support is important, whether it's family, friends, professional help. Again, ABA therapy is a beautiful thing. I love it. It's definitely been a blessing in my life. Personally, and I believe I've helped some other families as well, but also like mental health counseling, addiction counseling, those kinds of things outside of ABA are very important too. Using ABA techniques, so implementing some ABA principles at home, so reinforcing some of that positive behavior. Also with addiction, if you know somebody in your life with an addiction, is trying to find a replacement, which is very, very difficult because you're constantly competing with this high, right? So there's like this high that you have to reach at, and it's matching a lot. So you're trying to reach this high, but nothing may really compete with that, but just trying to find some replacement behavior. So some people might find a replacement behavior, maybe, and some people like religiously, like they might go to church, things like that. Some people might exercise, like start jogging. So some kind of replacement for that behavior is one ABA technique that can be used. And then just kind of the other side of that is just being able to match that level that the high gets you and what it does to your brain. That euphoria may never be reached. So kind of accepting and tolerating a lower something else that maybe releases endorphins, but not quite what they are used to. So that is definitely hard. Addiction is a very hard thing to break. Can be done. Very hard to do. I know that my journey is just one of many. Addiction impacts families in countless ways, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach to this. But I hope that by sharing the story and just some strategies, that I hope that others can find a path forward through this. So I just want to reach out to you guys. If anybody has any suggestions or stories on addiction that they would like to share, I am happy to share that. I'm hoping that sharing a piece of my story will help others. Before we wrap up today, I just remind you that you are not alone in this journey. Parenting is hard, especially if you're parenting and there's any kind of struggle with addiction and with yourself or your family. And if you know somebody is struggling, I encourage you to reach out for support. There's definitely resources available, and there are people who care and that want to help. So thank you for joining me in this episode of ABA Mom. I know it's a little different than what we've talked about before. Remember, it's okay to grieve, to seek help, and it's okay for brighter futures. Remember that it's let your feelings feel, you know, private events, as we call it in ABA, are still real. Like, your feelings are real. That's a real thing, and it's hard to process, and it can impact you physically. So if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share, leave a review. Let's continue to build a community and support understanding. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.